He tries to talk him out of following him. He tries to discourage him from moving on. Elijah said, "As surely as the Lord lives and as I live, I will not leave you."
This is Straight Talk.
Thanks for tuning into Straight Talk Radio. My name is Joshua Hollick. I'm here with Pastor Mark Jobe of New Life Community Church in Chicago. Pastor Mark, there's a lot of our friends who love listening to the radio, but they're traveling, they're going out of town, and they feel like, I'm going to miss out on Straight Talk. Do you have a solution?
I have a great solution, Joshua. You know, some people tell me, hey, Pastor Mark, I love to listen to Straight Talk, but I go to bed early because I have to get up at 5 in the morning, and our program's on at 10 o'clock here on Moody Radio. However, I want to give you another option. We knew that that was a problem, so we created a special app. Yeah, you got it, an app called Straight Talk that you can download and listen at any time to hundreds of messages that are practical, that help change your life. Let me highlight one of those. For example, a series called Emotional Intelligence. This is a great series, Joshua, because
yeah, it is.
A lot of people, so we have messages like, here we go, Taming Anger. Wow, not that any of our listeners listen.
Don't download the app so you could share this with your spouse.
No, this is one you need to listen to. Or Overcoming Fear, that's a huge one.
Mm-hmm.
Or how about Dealing with Disappointment? All of us can relate to that.
Yeah.
Or Unmasking Shame. Emotional Intelligence, you can find these messages right on our app. And if you're traveling to Hawaii this summer, man, I hope you have a good time. Put your suntan lotion on. But you could be listening to these messages laying on the beach in Hawaii.
Yes, relaxing your body and edifying your spirit.
There you go.
To download the app for free, find the link at our website, Pastor Mark Jobe, J-O-B-E, PastorMarkJobe.com. We would love to be with you this summer wherever you go.
Thank you, Josh. Hi, everybody. This is the second half of Pastor Mark's message called How Bad Do You Want It? And it's from our series called Red Hot Faith. Our text today will be found in the book of 2 Kings. We'll be in chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Let's join Pastor Mark for this edition of Straight Talk and his message, How Bad Do You Want It?
It says, Elijah and Elisha were on their way to Gilgal, and Elijah tells his apprentice Elijah, stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel. He says, hey, I'm going to go on. Why don't you just stay here? It's kind of tough where I'm going. He tries to talk him out of following him. He tries to discourage him from moving on. And I want you to see what Elijah says. Elijah said, as surely as the Lord lives and as I live, I will not leave you. And so they go on to Bethel. Verse 3. The company of the prophets at Bethel came out to Elijah and asked, do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today? Elijah said, yes, I know. So be quiet. Then Elijah said to Elijah, his apprentice, the second time, stay here, Elijah. The Lord has sent me to Jericho. He tries to talk him out of it again. Hey, aren't you tired? You don't want to go on this journey. It's long. You need to stay here. He tries to talk him out of it. And listen, this is, Elijah says, as surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. So they went on to Jericho. This is the second time he's tried to talk him out of following him. The third time, listen. Then it says, so the company of the prophets at Jericho went to Elijah and asked him, do you know that the Lord is going to take your master away to get today? He said, yes, he said, so be quiet. Then Elijah said to him, stay here. The Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he replied, as sure as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. So the two went on their way. Wait, are you seeing what's happening here? The mentor is trying to talk the apprentice out of following him. He tells him three times, don't follow me. And every one of those times he could have said, you know, you're right, I'm kind of tired. You know, why don't you go on? I think what Elijah was telling Elijah is, how bad do you want it? I mean, do you really want this? Because if you want it, no one's going to talk you out of it. If you really want it, you're going to persist. If you really want it, you're going to follow through. If you really want it, you're going to do what it takes to get it. If you really want it, you're going to persist no matter how long it takes to be used of God and used by His power. But Elijah was trying to figure out, Elijah, how bad do you really want to be used by me? The Bible says that finally they went the distance and they came to the Jordan. And then Elijah stopped. So the first thing that I want you to understand and note that I believe that if you desire to be used of God, that you will be tested. I believe that it takes tenacious persistence. Elijah wanted to be used of God, and for 7 to 9 years, all he did was carry Elijah's baggage. You know, I run into some people that they want to be used of God, and they feel like, I you don't know how many young people I've had come up to me and say, Pastor, you know, I feel a call of God on my life. I said, great. What is it to? I think my call is to win the whole world to Christ. Wow, that's a big call. Yeah, I'm going to have a worldwide evangelism ministry, travel the nations and lead thousands to Jesus. Wow, cool. What are you doing now? Nothing, just getting ready. You ever let a Bible say, no, not yet? You ever mentored someone? No, not yet. You ever led anybody to Christ? Well, not yet, but I'm going to lead a worldwide evangelism ministry. So when can I preach on stage at church? You see, here's the thing. There's always a season of preparation in which God is tearing us down, breaking us down before He can use us. Most of us want to be used of God, but we're so full of ourselves, so full of pride, so full of egotism and so forth, that God has to break us down until we have a humble servant's heart to say, okay, now God, I have the privilege to serve you in however, whatever capacity you want, but I want you to use me, God. Do you understand what I mean? Red hot faith means that we serve God, that we allow ourselves to go through that preparation phase where God is breaking us down, dealing with our hearts, where God is working in our lives. And Elijah carried baggage for years. And then Elijah persisted in following Elijah. But whatever it took, he was not ashamed to do the small things. God was preparing him. When God called David and anointed him to be king of Israel, he sent him out to tend sheep. And David was faithful in tending sheep. And it was while he was tending sheep that God was teaching him some of the greatest lessons about serving Him. Do you understand that? The Bible says that we go from glory to glory to glory. We don't go from glory to 30 glory. We go from glory to 2 glory, to 3 glory, to 4 glory, to 5 glory. Do you understand how it works? That God is taking us from step by step, changing our heart, preparing us to be used by Him. But sometimes we want to skip the whole process. Secondly, not only does red hot faith lead you to tenacious persistence, but I believe that red hot faith will drive you to audacious boldness. I already read chapter 2, verse 9, when finally he's persisted. He hasn't given up. And then Elijah the prophet looks at young Elijah and he says to him, tell me, what can I do for you before I'm taken from you? Elijah asks something very, very bold, almost insulting. He said, let me inherit a double portion of your spirit. In essence, let me be your successor. And I want to do more than you've ever done. I want a double portion of your spirit. You see, I believe that spiritual hunger and red hot faith does not allow you to be content with mediocre because you want all that God has for you. I believe that people of faith aren't just content with survival. It's not just about, hey, I'm surviving. It's about, God, how are you using me? Amen? I believe people of faith look and God gives them God-given dreams to make a difference. And your faith pushes you to audacious boldness in your life. It causes you to pray prayers that you wouldn't pray in your own power, but you pray in the power of God. It causes you to be bold in ways that maybe you would never be bold in your own, but because God has filled you with faith, you start believing for things that you wouldn't believe in the natural, but because God has gotten a hold of your spirit, you're believing for it in the supernatural. That's bold faith. That's audacious faith. That's asking God for things that only He could accomplish and only God could do. And He says, I want a double portion of your spirit. Now, it's interesting that some of the rabbinical commentators argue that Elijah performed twice as many miracles as Elijah. Depends how you count it, but according to some scholars, Elijah performed 8 outstanding miracles, while Elijah, who asked for a double portion, performed 16 outstanding miracles, double the portion. How bad do you want it? Seriously, how bad do you want to be used of God? Look at me, men of God. How bad do you want to raise a godly family? How bad do you want to have a marriage that honors God? How bad do you want to lead your family in a way that honors the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Look at me, young man. How bad do you want to serve God more than yourself? How bad do you want to make an influence for the kingdom of God where it's not about you, but it's about God and His glory? How bad do you really want it? Enough to persist? Enough to go through the years where you're just in training and you're learning and you're serving? Enough to hang on to it until God is able to get a hold of you? Enough to be bold and say, I'm going to believe God for greater things? Listen, Elijah said to Elijah, what you have asked is a difficult thing. Let me ask this, was it difficult for God? No, not for God. It was difficult for Elijah. He asked for double portion. You know what that means? That means double headaches, double challenges, double trouble. It means double trials. It means a double of all the headaches and all the difficulties. What he had asked was not a difficult thing for God, but he knew that it would be a difficult thing for Elijah.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark in a moment. You are listening to our Straight Talk radio message called How Bad Do You Want It?, which is from Pastor Mark's series called Red Hot Faith. After tonight's broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. His message, How Bad Do You Want It?
What you've asked for is a difficult thing. Because with every call and every anointing, with every call of God, also comes the trials and challenges and difficulties. And let me just pause and say this. Listen, you want to be used of God in a great way? You cannot be used in whatever setting you are. And I believe we all have a different call on our life. But we're all, first of all, called to Jesus. And then Jesus sends us on mission with Himself. But you cannot be used of God in great ways without going through great trials. You cannot be used of God in ways that make an impact without going through great trials, in which the fire of God, the refining fire, is burning out the garbage inside of you and preparing you to be used in the Master's hands. Some of you have a desire to be used of God, and you've been saying, Lord, use me in whatever calling you have and purpose that you have, and you feel like all you've been going through is trials. Maybe you prayed for that. Because when you said, God, use me, you were in essence praying, God, I want to be used of you. But before God can fill the bowl with all of his stuff, he's got to empty it of all of his garbage, out of the garbage. So God is burning out the garbage. God is cleansing you, purifying you, breaking you, humbling you, getting you in the right place. He's stripping you down from things that you depend on, stripping you down from things that are an idol in your life, getting you ready for God, teaching you to pray through the midst of trials, teaching you what it means to really depend on God. You will never be prepared to be used of God unless you go through the trials that get you ready to be used of God. Number three, red hot faith will push you to uncomfortable places. Notice that it tells us that after he asked for a double portion, the Bible says that in verse 7, 50 men of the company of the prophets went down and stood at a distance facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. This was their last stop. Elijah, the old prophet, has his young apprentice beside him. And he takes his cloak or his mantle that represents the call and anointing of God upon his life. And he rolls it up, this old man, Elijah, and he takes his mantle, his cloak, and the Bible says he strikes the water of the Jordan years before the people of Israel had gone across the Jordan on dry ground. And now Elijah the prophet's doing the same thing. He strikes the water and a path opens up, a supernatural, miraculous path opens up so he can cross the Jordan. Everybody's looking and they're amazed. They're astounded. The water divides to the right and to the left, and two men cross over on dry ground. Then when they cross over, he says, tell me, what can I do for you? Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit. He says in verse 10, you've asked a difficult thing. Yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not. Verse 11 says, as they were walking along together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appear and they separate the two of them. Now what Elijah says to his young apprentice Elijah, he says, I'm going to give you a double portion. If you see me go, that double portion is yours. You know, Elijah's not letting them out of his sight. Like, you stay as close. And so they're walking together and suddenly there's a wind that he feels and it starts like, hey, he thinks a hurricane is happening. He's not sure what's going on. And the Bible says that a wind like a whirlwind starts and chariots of fire, the image of a horseman and chariots of fire start swirling around, and suddenly the chariots of fire and the horses appear and they separate the two of them. The chariots of fire separate them. There's a whirlwind. There's fire. But Elijah doesn't run away. He's still wanting what God has for him. So he's looking for him. He's looking at the man of God. He says, I'm not letting you go because I want a double portion. And then Elijah, and the Bible says, Elijah saw this and he cried out, my father, my father. And the chariots and the horsemen of Israel. And Elijah saw him no more. Then he took a hold of his own garments and he tore them. Look what it says in verse 13. Elijah then picked up Elijah's cloak that had fallen from him. And he went back and he stood at the bank of the Jordan. Do you see what's happening here? That mantle from Elijah represents the calling of God. It represents the anointing of God. It represents all that he was called to do. Elijah the apprentice wants a double portion. As Elijah, the old man Elijah, is taken up into heaven in a miraculous, supernatural way, no other time in history is it given. Only one thing is left behind. It's his mantle. And I want you to notice the mantle didn't fall on Elijah. Elijah had to pick up the mantle and say, I want it. He picked up the mantle, the blanket, the outer garment that the prophet used to carry. And he goes back to the Jordan River and he wraps up the mantle. And this is what he says. Oh, I love this passage. He looks at the Jordan and he's asking himself, will I be able to do the things that Elijah has done? He goes back to the water. He took the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and he struck the water. And he said this, where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah? As soon as he struck the water, it divided from the right to the left and he crossed over. 9 years serving, preparing, getting ready. 9 years of setting up chairs, carrying baggage, not saying a word. 9 years of operating in the background. 9 years of just watching and getting ready. 9 years of just being the guy that no one even knows exists, but God is doing something in his heart. God is preparing him, and he's boldly pursuing the call that God has on his life. I have a question for you. How bad do you really want it? Seriously. How bad do you want to be used of God? He picked up the mantle and he started to operate in the call that God had upon his life. I'm going to close with this. Listen, I want you to look up here. I believe that we're all called to go forth in the spirit of Elijah. I believe that you have a call of God upon your life. I believe that you have giftings and talents that you have. But when your faith is red hot, it's going to give you a tenacious persistence not to give up. Some of you have a call on your life and you've given up on it. You stopped serving God. You've walked away and all you're doing is serving yourself and just existing in life because it got hard. Someone offended you. It wasn't as easy as you thought. You had to serve for several years and you thought, might as well throw myself in something else. I think the Spirit of God is saying, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to be used of God? How bad do you want to be? How bad do you want his presence? How bad do you want him to use them in your family, in your neighborhood, in your community? Use your talents for God. I believe everybody in this place can be supernaturally, divinely used of God if they are willing to press in and say, God, I want it bad enough. I want it, Lord. Use me in my setting, in my place, however you want. I believe there's young people that God wants to bring revival to your high schools because you get so set on fire with God that your classmates and your teachers and people in your high school start realizing there's a man or woman of God on fire in this high school where you lead dozens of people to Christ that don't know Jesus Christ because your faith is red hot for God. I believe there's people in this auditorium that God has called you certain ways to touch your business partners and people working around you in such an incredible way because they see a red hot faith for God. I believe God has called some of you to make an influence on children and some of you to make an influence on business leaders and some of you to make an influence on your extended relatives. And you have 200 people in your family that do not, your extended family that do not know God, but yet your heart is not on fire enough to touch them and they desperately need God and you're the missionary to that extended family. And all that needs to happen is you have to want it bad enough. I believe that God is looking for people that want him bad enough. It's about the glory of God. About the purposes of his kingdom to say, here I am, Lord. I will not give up. Use me. Lord.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church in Chicago with a message called How Bad Do You Want It? It's from our series called Red Hot Faith. Tune in again on the next Straight Talk for the final message, Getting Unstuck. As I mentioned in the middle of our program, we have a great way for you to get this broadcast for free. Just subscribe to our Straight Talk Radio app. It's free, and you can find it at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 400 other messages, great resources, and a link to our New Life Community Church page, as well as Pastor Mark's 2020 vision and our New Life locations. We hope that you check it out. There are 27 life-giving churches around Chicago, and if you would like to know more information about them, just go to www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. Be sure you tell them you heard about New Life from the Straight Talk radio program. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team. We thank you so much for listening. Please do tune in again and tell a friend about our Straight Talk radio program. Have a great evening, and God bless.